Welcome to All About Faith, episode number 4. Today we're going to chat about the power of the words that we speak. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome to the Faith Journey, where we talk all about faith. So ladies, lately I've been kind of going through the motions a little bit, I will admit. A little cloud of self-doubt has kind of been lingering over my head. You know, I just kind of got back on social media and I started growing my Instagram followers. I've had Twitter for a while, like I told you all last week, but Facebook is something that I jumped back on. And I follow a lot of people on social media, Instagram in particular. Some of these ladies and these guys, they're like amazing people doing some amazing things. Some people I've heard of and some of them I've actually never heard of, but I follow them because either somebody mentioned their name or I kind of came across their page by way of Instagram suggestions. So one of the things that I've learned on this journey is that one person's hard work cannot define my success. So it's really easy as we travel on this road to kind of get caught up in the looks of other people's businesses, other people's lifestyles, other people's family matters, and their overall success. And I had to stop following some people, for real, y'all, because it's not that I was envious of them. In fact, I was super amazed by their hustle. But for me, it became overwhelming. And what I mean by overwhelming, much of what I saw was, you know, grow your following in one day with these steps, or make $1,000 by using these affiliates, or take my masterclass to grow your brand overnight. And some of those things that I followed, for me, I learned that what folks post about in their business ventures is not always real, or it's unrealistic for what I needed to move ahead at that moment. I'm learning that it's okay to acknowledge that some things are just not for you. And at that moment, I had no idea about affiliate marketing and, you know, for how do you grow your market or your brand or your, you know, increase your strategies to grow rapidly. I just didn't know anything about that when I first started blogging. And while I'm thinking about what I want to do at this moment, there were just some things that I simply did not have a desire to grow in certain areas at that moment. So like I said, right now, it's just something that I didn't want to do. And so for those reasons, I just kind of had to push those goals to the side and decide on a date that I'm going to pick it up later. As I saw all of that stuff, I got caught up. I started thinking to myself, well, why isn't my blog growing rapidly or as fast as some other people's blogs? And they started off just like me. I started thinking, like, why am I not getting any likes or shares? And what's wrong with my content? And essentially, what's wrong with me? I remember feeling this way even when I started off being a classroom teacher. Now, don't get me wrong, y'all. I was a dynamic classroom teacher. I just wasn't getting the super high scores that some other schools that they were getting with their students or some other teachers were getting in their content areas. And although I connected with my students, I implemented some of the best strategies, I just wasn't hitting that high stakes testing target. I started thinking to myself, what am I doing wrong? What is wrong with me? My first year as a parent, as a brand new mommy, I mean, you know, you get advice from everybody, your mom, your grandma, from all of these people, from blogs and from magazines and from books. And it just goes on and on and on. And I started listening to moms talk about their milestones and all of the weight gains that their babies were experiencing and their breastfeeding joys. And here I was, as a brand new mom, struggling to stay awake, pumping like gallons and gallons of milk, and trying to get my daughter to fall asleep at some times throughout the day. And I started thinking to myself, what am I doing wrong? Why is this happening to me and no one else? What's wrong with me? It starts with our thoughts. And truth be told, our thoughts, they begin to manifest into our actions. And before we know it, we are walking in defeat because of the war that we started playing in our mind. Now, God understands that we are not perfect beings, for there's only one perfect person, and that's Him. He is actually not even looking for us to come to Him in a perfect way, but He's looking for us to bring our brokenness to Him, our weaknesses to Him, our illnesses, our struggles to Him, so that we can become better. And if you're constantly doubting yourself and feeling helpless or defeated, I mean, honestly, it's really hard to muster up the strength to go to Him unashamed. And I totally get it, because I've been there so many different times at so many different points in my life. But you know what's beautiful about this faith walk is that I know that I'm going to have these moments of weaknesses, of weariness, of pain, of brokenness, but I just don't want to stay there. Like, no matter what I'm going through, I can always say, God said that He will never leave me nor forsake me. When I was going through the motions as a new mom during the first few months Faith was home, I did a lot of crying, and I decided to wake up one day and instead of shedding these tears, trying to figure out how am I going to be better, I started shedding those tears and crying to God. I knew that He said that I could cast all of my cares on Him, and I did just that. I turned off all of the advice. I stopped reading all of these blogs. I stopped going to all of these websites into my little handy book, and I casted my cares on Him. He supplied all of my needs during those times of struggle, of trying to figure out how am I going to be the best. And even still to this day, He still supplies all of my needs. He gives me all of the answers that I need to be the best mom for my child. Now, with affirmations, y'all, we have to be careful, because what I'm not telling anybody to do is to go out here and start naming and claiming things. Like, you cannot name and claim somebody else's man. That person does not belong to you. You cannot covet what your neighbors have. You cannot start in that mindset, because you're automatically starting off wrong. And while all things may be good for us, they can also be a distraction or not good for us. And I'm not saying that if you say over your life you want to be a millionaire, that that's going to happen. We really have to be careful, because if it's not something that is going to happen for us, you don't want to set yourself up for failure and say, well, I've been praying for $1 million to fall out of the sky for this miracle, and it never did happen. God doesn't want us to work so hard to become a millionaire that we don't have time for Him, or we end up spending time with our family, and we ultimately even stop doing kingdom business. So when I talk about positive affirmations, I'm talking about the scriptures, using God's word to change your negative thoughts and ways. Like, if you're feeling sad and lonely, you can turn to the word of God, and because it says that the joy of the Lord is your strength, you can say that over your life and over your day, or however it is that you're feeling at that moment, and repeating those things so that you do not allow anyone to tear you down, or you don't allow that feeling to continue to linger. So if you're feeling lost or you're feeling last, you lost a promotion, you can say, God made me the head and not the tail, and my promotion doesn't come from man, but it comes from God. I remember when I applied for a job and I didn't get it, and I couldn't figure out why, because I actually was in this transition, y'all. I had a boss. She really didn't like me because we didn't see eye to eye, and she wanted me out of my position. And so she told me, she said, well, you're going to go to another school and you are going to work in this position. And I literally packed up my entire office and was driving around the entire summer with my office in my trunk because I didn't know where that other school was. The district didn't know where that other school was as well. And so here I am writing and I'm working this summer job or whatever. And so I applied for this job and I prayed and I was like, well, Lord, I'm just going to step out on faith and I'm going to apply for this job. So I applied for this job and did the interview over the phone and I really felt good about it, but I didn't get it. And I was hurt. And see, the thing about it is, God knows everything. He knows so much more than what we can, than what we think about. 2 years later, I remember the person, they announced the people that got those positions. And 2 years later, that entire department had to reapply for their jobs. Some of them were even moved out of the positions and moved back into positions at the school level. And he knew that. And when I heard that news, I couldn't do anything but thank God. And so I was like, you know what, Lord, that's why you say that promotion doesn't come from man, but that it comes from you. And you know everything. You kept me and you protected me from that. And so if you're feeling afraid, you're feeling like, you know, things aren't going the right, you can even say over your life, God is a protector. You know, God is my protector. If you're feeling turmoil in like your marriage or in relationships or on your job, you can say over your situation, he promised to keep me in perfect peace if I keep my mind stayed on him. For there is nothing too hard for my God. If you're feeling anxious, like you just don't know what's next, you can say, I will wait upon the Lord and he will renew my strength. I will not grow weary. You're having a bad day? Say to yourself, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. When you're feeling not so pretty, and ladies, I have been there, done that. I wear my hair natural. But there were times in the past where I just didn't feel so pretty in my natural. I should have uttered these words over me and over those times that I just wasn't feeling myself to be able to say, God made me in his image. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I was born to succeed. I am chosen by God. I am confident. Because of God, I can feel good in him. These are ways that we can build our self-esteem when we're feeling low, when we're not feeling successful, when we're just not feeling not so pretty. And like I said, y'all, it really does start with our minds. And when you say these things, you got to believe it. And like that new song that the kids are singing now, you got to walk it like you talk it. Your affirmations should be aligned to the word of God because it's going to help us change our minds and it's going to help us see ourselves as God sees us. Y'all continue drawing closer to him. Dig into his word. We started a 30 days of faith devotional. You are more than welcome to join us on this journey as we read about why our faith is important. If you are on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, follow me at One Faith Journey and make sure that you check out the website at www.onefaithjourney.com. And y'all, I am super excited to say that we are on seven different platforms for our podcast. And you can hear any episode of All About Faith on iTunes, on Spotify, on Breaker Audio, on Google Podcasts, on Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher, and Anchor. Remember, it's a faith journey, y'all. And no matter where you are in the hustle of life, you've got to have faith.